Nearly 50 days of training camp, 4 preseason games, 2 roster cuts, and now it's time to start it for real as the Chiefs entertain the Atlanta Falcons to open the 2012 season. And we take a look at some of the main questions facing the Kansas City Chiefs. How will Romeo Crennel handle the early challenges in his first full year as Chiefs head coach? Can this offense be as loaded as Chiefs fans think it can be? And with some injuries and a suspension, will the Chiefs be able to step up against a perennial NFC playoff team? We'll talk about all those questions and a lot more. And for those of you who are watching the show for the first time, we'll catch up with an exclusive interview with Chiefs left guard Ryan Lilje as we go under the helmet. And we head into the epicenter of the University of Kansas Hospital Training Complex. And yes, we'll visit Romeo Crennel's office each and every week as we connect with Coach to bring you closer to the team than ever before. It's all coming up right now on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. There's incredible excitement here at Arrowhead as the Chiefs open the 2012 season. But Kansas City does face some unique challenges. The most notable is the 1-game suspension to Pro Bowl outside linebacker Tom Bahali. How can the Chiefs compensate for one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League? Andy Studebaker, Cameron Sheffield, maybe even Edgar Jones. And Kansas City, as they put together the 53-man roster, had to deal with that suspension and some preseason injuries. And up front, Kansas City needs some big-time productivity from veterans like Glenn Dorsey and Tyson Jackson, and from a rookie in the middle in Dontari Poe. On offense, it is a unique blend the way this roster was put together to start the season. There are only 7 offensive linemen. There are 4 tight ends, 5 running backs, and no traditional fullbacks. But this roster can all multitask on both sides of the ball, something that they will need to have as they take on the Atlanta Falcons. But we do know there's one mainstay, and that's at left guard on the offensive line. I like to call him the Honey Badger. In his 9th year, he's got a Super Bowl ring on his finger. And he works the trenches for Kansas City as we go under the helmet with veteran Ryan Lilje.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lilje, and this is Under the Helmet. Starting a new season is always a lot of fun. It's exciting more than anything because everyone in the NFL is 0-0. There's a lot of high hopes all around the league. There certainly is here. We always have high expectations, and this year, you know, I think they're the highest they've been since I've been here. So it's always a lot of fun. You go out that first game, you've been talking about that game since the schedule comes out, all spring, all summer with the guys. So it's a lot of fun. It's exciting. Defensively, Atlanta poses some challenges. They're a good defense. They're a fast, quick, sort of an undersized, kind of aggressive attacking 4-3, kind of multiple front defense. So they mix up looks. They bring pressure. Really, every defense in the NFL is going to throw something at you. It's week one. But just from watching them on film in the preseason, they like to get after you. They come off the ball. It's going to be a fun one. Well, I think we're pretty loaded on offense as far as the skill position goes. You look at every position, and we've got some talent out there. The receiver position, obviously getting Dwayne back, adds an explosive element that our offense needs. And having a couple different running backs back there, both who led the league in rushing a couple of years ago. I mean, from an offensive line standpoint, it doesn't get better than that. So to have Jamal and Peyton back there running the ball, both different styles, but both explosive backs. I'm thrilled to have Jamal back. I think all the guys who blocked for him are thrilled to have him back. It was tough to see him go down last year the way he did early on in the season, and that kind of guts you a little bit when you got a player who's as explosive as Jamal is, you know, and as dynamic as he can be. You know, to have him back on the field for us makes our job a lot easier, and frankly, it makes it a lot more fun to play offensive line when you got guys back there who can play like Jamal. It's a pretty special thing to be from Kansas City and to be playing for the Chiefs, and that was one of the reasons that I came here. I grew up a Chiefs fan, coming to the games, got all kinds of gear back home that I used to wear. This franchise got a lot of history in the NFL, but it's got a lot of history for me personally. I grew up watching these guys, especially the offensive linemen. There were some years there where the offensive line with Willie Rofe and Brian Waters and Casey Wiegman and Will Shields, You know, even before that, Tim Grunhard, Dave Zott, nobody was doing it better than those guys. It was a special group, and you saw some really, really good offenses. And I think, in my opinion, it started with those guys up front. So to be a part of that tradition and to try to, you know, add to that tradition is humbling. It's special. It's really exciting for me.
The atmosphere at Arrowhead is crazy. There's no place like it. It's a college atmosphere, fans rocking. Every third down, you can't even hear the defensive call sometimes, it's so loud. So I know for opposing offenses, it's a nightmare, you know, and it helps us on the road. When we go to any other stadium, we know it can't compare to home, so we love it.
The third play of this half by Flowers.
He's playing at a Pro Bowl level this
year.
Yes,
sir.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. And by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Don't go anywhere, because when we return, we'll take you to the office of head coach Romeo Crennel. And then it's off to Canton, Ohio, where our 65 Toss Power Trap production crew was asked to be a part of the NFL Rookie Symposium.
Trust me, we hear you. Just keep yelling. You know, no matter what the score is, keep yelling. We hear you. Just that loud, that roar, it amps us up. You through the TV, we hear you too. You see it, when the offense can't get the cadence and they can't snap the ball. I mean, it just amps us up to make an interception and make a big hit on the field. Together is powerful. I mean, we're changing the game.
It's the start of a new season. This season begins with a new head coach, but not entirely new. It's a Romeo Crennel era version 2, and Chiefs fans hope that this full season with Crennel reflects the three-game fire and passion exhibited late in the 2011 season. It has come to be known as another example of Arrowhead magic. The undefeated Packers were taken down by the Chiefs as one of the most improbable victories in team history happened to also be the very first game for the players under Coach Crennel's leadership. On that day, the defense swarmed MVP Aaron Rodgers, and the Gatorade bath topped off the memorable victory which won the hearts of most in the Chiefs' kingdom. The Chiefs ended the year one blocked field goal away from going into the postseason, but a win in Denver sparked the beginning of the 2012 season on New Year's Day. Now, the 100-degree practices at St. Joe are a memory, and the final 53 have been chosen. It's now up to Romeo to continue what he started here 9 months prior. There are many questions that hover over the team. Can Romeo take his previous experience in Cleveland and find success with a young team, a determined front office, and a fan base ready for a winner? Time will tell, but one thing is for sure. Romeo and the Chiefs have made all of the right moves and found that a very quiet and underrated free agent class has netted some coveted players to be coupled with a draft class bursting with promise. But games are played on the field, not paper. The Chiefs' first five games will be a test for Romeo and the Chiefs as they face three 2011 playoff teams in Atlanta, New Orleans, and Baltimore, not to mention a resurgent Buffalo squad and a bitter rival. So it's time for a new season. That season will hopefully get off to a great start this weekend as a Romeo Crennel era begins. Again.
Usually when someone says, hey, go see Coach in the office, it's not always a good thing. But I guarantee it'll always be a good thing on Insider. We're at Coach's office. Thanks, by the way, for letting us use this.
Well, glad you could come by, Mitch. it's always good to visit with you in this setting, in this type of setting where there are no problems and there are no issues that I have to deal with.
Coach, let's get right into it. As you open up the 2012 season with the Atlanta Falcons, I want to ask you, what excites you most about this Chiefs team?
Well, the talent that we have on the team and their attitude overall. I've said all training camp that they've had a tremendous attitude about working, practicing, and trying to get better. And I've seen guys on this team get better. And so I'm just really excited about the start of the season so that we can go and play before that 70,000 that's going to be in the stands.
Do have to ask you about the defensive side of the football. It starts with Tamba's suspension for this game. Everybody knows that. and you've had to deal with some injuries. Now, what about compensating for those, and how does that affect you as you approach the Atlanta game?
Anytime you lose a good player, it always hurts. All along in this game, the next guy always has to step up. And we've been talking to the players about the next guy stepping up and doing his part. And if we have to roll a couple guys in there to try to take care of that part, I think that we're ready to do that. But those guys are excited about the opportunity they are getting. Otherwise, they might not have gotten it.
Fans have waited over a half year for this. You mentioned 70-plus thousand fans at Arrowhead Stadium. Opening at home. Red Friday, a lot of emotion this week. What about opening at home at Arrowhead Stadium?
That fires me up. I tell you, where else would I would rather be other than Arrowhead? We're looking forward to it. I know that that sea of red is going to be there. I know that that roar of those voices are going to help us out on third down. I tell the players and also the fans that they are part of this. So let's make it happen on Sunday.
Don't go away, because after the break, we head to the home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio, and get an exclusive peek into the National Football League's annual rookie symposium, where football and life lessons meet head on.
I pull up to the game, and all I smell is barbecue. I see everybody with their jerseys on, just out tailgating. Everybody's yelling, honking their horns in their cars, offering me barbecue on the way before the game. I mean, everybody's just friendly. I mean, it's just a wonderful city to play football in, man. Our fans are good in the stadium and out of the stadium. They just treat everybody with respect, and you gotta love that. This city is built like a family. This is a great place to be, and I love it.
It's the realization of a lifelong dream that began when guys played youth football. Draft day. Let's say you get drafted in the first round, like the 11th pick, like the Chiefs' Dontari Poe. It's a special time, but it also opens the door to some real challenges. What about the pressure of performing on the field? The pressure of family and friends? The National Football League each year deals with those issues at their annual National Football League Rookie Symposium.
This is the first true orientation inside of their new employment. We had a few objectives that we wanted to make sure that we got across. One, your experience that you're about to experience in the National Football League, the NFL experience. Two, player policy. You're now an employee. You're not a student. You're not a student athlete. We all live up under the policies of our employer. History, the history of the game. And then your professional and your social responsibility to the community as being part of the NFL family.
Son, you know, I mean, it's not every day when a father can brag about his son playing for the Baltimore Ravens.
I'd like to call this Game Film for Life. My presentations are actually a walkthrough of situations that might happen off the field of play. Some of the things that get caught up when you're trying to really focus on football, but some of the things that will really affect your focus on football as well. Family and friends, finance, relationships. How do you actually become a professional when you've got that much pressure on you to perform?
What they got to eat here? I ain't never been here before.
I have no idea, dude, man. We could have gone to Matt's Steakhouse, like I said.
It's not every day that my boy goes in first round NFL draft, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not easy. But these are walkthrough situations, so we'll simulate situations. And then, of course, we want to get the guys up not only to talk about it, but to see how they might handle it in a professional way.
You trying to change this family?
No, sir.
I didn't raise you to be that way. You trying to change what we try to do in this family, how we support each other?
No, sir.
That's what you're doing? That's what you're telling me? Oh, so what about your brother's tuition, huh?
I want them to study it. I want them to think about the choices that they have, try it, and talk about some of the situations that we've presented in order to really be able to understand how it can impact you, but how you can be successful in managing all of those stressors.
We want every player to know that every person that's here that's assembled in this room is a resource for you. Doesn't matter what club you play for, league office, the individual clubs, the Players Association, we're all here as a family to support these young men in living out their dreams and playing in the National Football League.
As the Director of Player Development for the Chiefs, it's really important to me to help our newest members
transition into life in the NFL and to give them the tools and the resources that they need to be successful at this level. Part of the program at Symposium involves current and former players coming back to speak to our rookies about their own experiences as they transitioned into the NFL, the issues they had to deal with family and friends, how to handle the money, which is a huge problem for our players. So it's great for them to come back, give some honest feedback, give some real advice to guys who are about to go through what they've already experienced.
What was unique about the panel this year is that most of the panelists actually reached out to us. Now it's unfiltered, it's organic, it's about learning from other people's mistakes, and it also is about learning from those things that our veterans have done well.
So the sooner you can understand that playing and that actually physically going out there and playing is a quarter of your career, you're going to have a chance.
And you're going to have a ton of free time, guys. And everything you do on and off the field affects your team.
Well, one, we look at Mike, and Mike's been a good transition story. You know, Mike sat with me at the executive committee level at the Players Association. Here's an individual that 3 Super Bowl wins, 3rd-round draft pick, started in one place, ended up in another, kind of an overachiever. You know, now 1 year removed from the game, he's a linebacker coach going into his second year at Ohio State. But immediately he transitions into, you know, working inside of his passion. Antonio Freeman, the same. Super Bowl winner, lots of experience, has been, you know, just talking about his journey on getting on the football field.
This is a super game, better than the NBA, better than baseball. This is the top echelon of the world, guys. 70,000, 80,000 people. You have to be aware that you're not only living for you, but you're living for a whole spectrum of people, and especially the NFL Shield.
Use us. Don't use your friends back home who think they know it all. Use people who have already been battle tested. And that's why we're here, just to be an outlet for these players. We've been through it. We've done it all. So use us as a resource so that you can make better decisions. And we just want them to get the most out of the game.
It's really informational. We're just kind of letting you know all the do's and don'ts and the whole process of coming to the NFL and the things you need to be looking forward to and planning for. That a lot of guys might not be thinking about in regards to managing your money, just looking out for yourself, not getting into any trouble. So, you know, there's a lot of good information out there to keep you on the right path.
It's kind of cool. It's like getting a jump start on the NFL. And it's been going well, man. We've been getting a lot of good information from guys in the front office, of some of the former players, some of the current players.
And then I think about the third game, both our starting cornerbacks and our nickelback goes down. So the next game I'm starting, we got the Colts, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, all those guys. And you go from not playing to throwing in with those guys. That was my biggest surprise, that you got to be ready.
Yeah, I'm surprised just how consistent you have to be. You know, in college, you try to be as consistent as possible. But if you slip up, you know, all you guys are great athletes. You know, you're out there, you might still make a play. But in the NFL, it's like you make one mistake, it's like the dogs is out. The offensive coordinator sees it, and he's just coming and coming and coming.
It's really important to actually see the speakers that they have, the people that actually been through it, and I'm not talking about 15, 20 years ago. I'm talking about recently.
As you step in, you know, you're on your way out, you know, and understand that this game isn't guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed for you, and it's a privilege, you know, so you got to take advantage of all the opportunities.
These are people who got drafted last year, 2 years ago, so I mean, they were in my shoes a year ago. And, you know, knowing what they know, and for them trying to explain it and break it down to us, is something that we can take, lean heavily on, and just take in stride.
Information is powerful, and it's often a key to success. So for our players to sit, pay attention, listen to the speakers who have credibility, who have the experience, to give them the knowledge that's going to help them succeed.
I would say use all your resources. The NFL, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, with this league comes a lot of resources, and we have them as players, and we need to use them.
This is just the beginning. This is the first of many occupations that you'll have in your life's journey. And here, we just want to give you some tools, some information to win.
The help of the fans is a tremendous thing, and it's powerful, as a matter of fact. When you run out of that tunnel and you see them in their seats and that sea of red, that fires you up. As the game progresses and that roar of voices lifts the team,
I think that you realize that every decibel does count.
Chiefs fans, our 65 TPT crew continues to win awards, but they continue to come up with some incredible shows. This year, for the first time, you'll have a chance to see the Chiefs Kingdom. Check your local listings as we see some of the best stories about some of the best fans in the National Football League, coast to coast. We're excited to start the 2012 season, and thanks for joining us in Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. If you missed any part of it, you can always check it out at kcchiefs.com. Next week, the Chiefs go on the road with revenge on their mind as they go to Buffalo to take on the Bills. And we'll get you set right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.